School gardens are on the rise in the U.S., offering educators a chance to teach students about math and science through hands-on experience. But growing fruits and veggies isn't child's play. Payne Roberts reports for Harvest Public Media on the challenges associated with sustaining a school garden.
In Lawrence, Kansas, asparagus is a hot commodity.
The demand for asparagus was and it continues to be very, very strong.
That's John Pendleton. Adorned in a matching green hat and apron, he's selling homegrown produce at the Clinton Parkway Nursery Farmers Market in Lawrence. Pendleton's Country Market is a staple at area farmers markets and has been selling locally grown food for more than 30 years.
Thanks for coming out today.
Several stands down, the competition. Three middle school students are selling potatoes, cucumbers, and an array of herbs that were all grown in their school garden. Perry Kennard, a 7th grade science teacher at Southwest Junior High in Lawrence, oversees this garden. It's their second summer in the market, but this year they tried something new, asparagus.
We're hoping to expand the variety that we can offer and the experience that we have for our kids and for our community.
So is there an asparagus war boiling in Kansas? Pendleton says no. The school gardens won't really harm his business, but he has felt an impact.
A particular restaurant might not be taking that much stuff, but if you take three or four restaurants and pool it together, then it makes it worthwhile to make a delivery. And if all of a sudden they're buying from the kids because it's the politically correct thing to do, then, you know, that we maybe have lost a market that way.
Unexpected competition is one challenge communities must face when it comes to school gardens. The number of these projects in the U.S. has exploded in popularity over the past decade. That's according to the National Farm to School Network. These programs typically operate by student and volunteer labor with funding from donations and grants. Most often, the produce is used in school cafeterias, but because the growing season doesn't coincide with the school year, the question of how to most effectively use school gardens in the summertime is often a concern. Here's Pendleton again.
They start off with saying, yeah, we can run it through the school kitchens and things like that. But when you realize that the majority of the produce that they raise isn't during the school year.
To curb the amount of produce sold at the farmers market, Southwest Junior High offers a CSA program for parents and faculty, and it donates some food to the school cafeteria. However, because the growing season peaks during the summertime, less than 10% of that food is served at the school. Summertime also causes difficulty when it comes to enlisting labor assistance, leaving the work to volunteers and teachers.
One of the advantages of being a teacher is that you have your summers off. Well, I don't have my summers off anymore.
And that burden isn't reduced once the school year returns, as teachers then must cultivate their gardens and their students.
Listen, it's very easy to get into this well-intended but not understand the amount of labor involved.
That's Stephen Ritz, a teacher and administrator from the South Bronx who advocates nationwide for school gardens. Ritz said school gardens are more successful today because educators tie them to academics, as compared to the traditional model, where gardens were used as an excuse to move classes outdoors in pleasant weather.
Now we're talking about percent germination. We're talking about reading. We're talking about writing. We're talking about documenting the process. We're talking about math. We're talking about making connections. We're talking about the whole process, as opposed to just being out there and digging in the dirt.
The National Farm to School Network expects the number of school gardens to increase. For now, there appears to be plenty of room for them at farmers markets as the market for locally grown food increases. But as any gardener can attest, overcrowding can stunt growth. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Payne Roberts.